Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, I think we might have one or two adjustments to the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I have two that I know too. The first, that we've received a request from the applicant for the site plan for Sodell Concepts office in Rehoboth, which is on the additional business part of the agenda. Sorry, other business part of the agenda. We've received a request to move that forward due to the availability of the engineer being present to answer questions. The second request that we have received, Mr. Chairman, is in relation to site plan number 22-23, which is on page 3 of your agenda, Stingy Lane LLC. I understand that that requires further work before it's brought back to the Commission, and we are requesting that the Commission take no action on that at this meeting.
Okay. Take a motion to approve the agenda as revised. Second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then. So our first item is going to be
old business.
I'm just thinking in the interest of time,
I want to go ahead
and do the Sodell application. Can we do that? Do the other business application first and then drop back to old business?
Well, I think we just amended the agenda to do it at the beginning of the other business items. Is there a real-time crunch on? There is? Yeah.
Right. We can entertain another motion to amend the agenda.
Yeah. Second.
So we're going to move Sodell up to the beginning prior to old business and then go to old business and then the other business items. Is that correct?
Right. And what was the one that we were taking off?
Stingy Acres.
Stingy. Okay. All right. And is that your motion, Mr. Hoffman?
Yes.
I second it.
Okay. Same to amend the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Gary. All right. Mr. Sodell. Let's go right to the Sodell
staff report.
Staff report, please. Yeah. Sodell Concepts Office, Rehoboth, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the creation of a two-story, 2,826 square foot office building, parking, and other site improvements. The property is located on the southwest corner of Coastal Highway, Route 1, and Avenue. The applicant is requesting to allow for 10 spaces to be located within the front yard setback. The plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The revised preliminary site plan was last viewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 9th, 2021. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 20.13, and Parcel 27. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I just had a question about how they did their calculations and on, because it looked like they were counting the hallways, and they can count bathrooms and stairways, but not hallways, so I didn't know.
So, and if I can assist,
yes,
Chairman, so we actually asked the applicant's engineer to be here to answer any maths question on the math that was used in the calculation, but having looked at the plan myself, the internal corridors and circulation areas, they're not shown as colored, but they have an area. And based upon that, if that was included in the calculation, that increases the parking requirement beyond that stated. And the applicant's engineer is here to speak to that and as to how the calculation was put through. But I agree the definition of floor area in the code includes corridors and internal circulation areas for the purposes of counting the number of parking spaces required.
Okay. Would you like to hear from the applicant?
I would like to hear from the applicant.
Okay, well, so you have to come forward. The specific question is how was the area calculated? We can answer that question, and then we'll see if there's anything else.
Yeah, my name is Kevin Smith. I'm the project manager with the Kirscher Group out of Rehoboth, Delaware. As far as the calculation, I have spoken to Mr. Whitehouse about what the code states for office buildings. It's the entire internal square footage, and the square footage of the building is actually 2,560 square foot for each floor. When you do that calculation, it's roughly 26 parking spaces. We had the Fisher Architecture submit items to the commission, highlighting the areas that are going to be used for the individuals. The areas that were not highlighted are common areas for those employees. So hallways, the stairwell, and some of the conference areas that be utilized by the same employees were not counted in the calculation. So if those common areas were removed, 15 parking spaces would be required for the 12 employees.
Okay. Now you can take out stairways, and you can take out bathrooms, and you can take out electrical rooms and HVAC, but you can't take out hallways and common areas. So what's the calculation that way?
So in most office settings, there you have people coming into the office, like customers. For this particular building, the employees are the only ones utilizing those spaces. So what happens in typical situations, those conference areas would be considered areas that you would bring customers into along with employees, which would add the need for the additional parking spaces. So in our information that we provided, we sort of spelled out what we believed was the usable space for the employees, and that's what was presented. So if you're looking at 26 parking spaces, on the plans, there's actually 19. So what we would be requesting is, if we're using the 26 as our parking space number, is a waiver in reduction of 7 parking spaces. So that's one of the items that was a little, I would say, not as black and white. It was a gray area that we wanted to present to the commission to get their input on what is considered for this particular use, because it's atypical for an office building to not have customers coming into the building.
Right, but you understand that we have to think about what this building could be used for in the future.
Correct.
Not today.
Correct.
So if
correct.
So Dell decided, you know, we hate this building, we're out of here.
Correct.
Bob's big boy and
correct.
Discotheque could move in the next day. So that's
yes.
why we're trying to cover everything for Sussex County.
So, understandable.
So, Bob, help me out. This is your, this is
well,
still.
The concern with granting the relief on that is that we don't want to particularly set a precedent.
Yeah.
I get the logic, and actually in the history of building codes years ago, that was the way you did it. You could do it that way.
Right.
And then that was changed when we became a more mobile society, and everybody was driving, and there was one person in a car, and they just decided they just weren't having enough parking space. Mm-hmm. So it's not a novel thing that you're suggesting, but it's
but just, it is against our code.
It's just not what's in the code.
Today. Well, let me just point, just so everybody's clear on this. I mean, the code sets out parking requirements,
right?
And then it also sets out that the Planning and Zoning Commission has the ability through its judgment to modify the requirements of parking if they're excessive or unreasonable. So, you know, you do have the ability to take these on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, we do have the ability to do it, and there's just a little bit of reluctance. I'm going to say in this case, people would be willing to do it.
I don't want it to be a habit either. Right. And this is a commercial. Oh, it's C1, so it's not like somebody else would have to come back to us for a conditional use if they.
No, if we grant it, it'll travel with the property forever and ever. Until somebody wants to do something that's not permitted in a C1, then it would have to come back.
And I would say any change in use that occurs, like so if it goes from office to something else or even potentially a different kind of office, you know, it would come back through potentially, maybe depending on what happens for site plan review and DLDOT review and all that sort of stuff too. So,
And also any knowledgeable buyer is going to be cognizant of that too.
Limited.
to parking.
Yeah, because parking is always an issue, and they'll always be looking at that, so.
Any thoughts, Bruce?
I'm okay with it the way it is.
Holly?
I think given everything that's just been stated, I feel better about it, yeah.
All right, well then, I will make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Sodell Concepts office.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Sodell Concepts office Rehoboth. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, back to the beginning here, we'll pick up our old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2020-08 Lockridge.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion for that.
Okay.
I move that we deny subdivision 2020-08 for Lock Haven based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a 25-lot standard subdivision. The site is located in an environmentally sensitive area, bounded on the east by Beaver Dam Creek and on the north by the Broadkill River. Approximately 28.7 acres of the site is wetlands, which does not include the area of the large man-made lagoon that is essentially part of the Broadkill River. The site also contains approximately 38.44 acres of woodlands. Each lot is proposed to be served by an individual on-site septic system. Two, I do not believe that the applicant has favorably addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code, which contains 17 items that must be considered in any subdivision application. Three, this application does not adequately satisfy Section 99-9C1, which requires the consideration of an integration of the proposed subdivision into the existing terrain and surrounding landscape. The subdivision has extensive wetlands and woodlands, all of which are located within individual lots. Even the buffers are located within the individual lots. There's no protection against future tree clearing or disturbance of the wetlands or the buffer areas by future lot owners. Four, this application does not adequately satisfy Section 99-9C2, which requires the minimal use of wetlands and floodplains. In this case, the wetlands are located solely within the lot lines. In fact, 13 of the 25 lots contain wetlands. This is not the minimal use of wetlands. Although there is a 50-foot wetland buffer proposed, it's also located within each lot, which offers no guarantee that the buffer or the wetlands will be used or disturbed in the future once homes are built on various lots. Three, this application does not adequately satisfy Section 99-9C3, which requires the consideration of the preservation of natural and historical features. While there are no known historic features on the site, 13 of the lots contain wetlands. The design of the subdivision is counter to the preservation of the natural area since the lots are oriented to the perimeter of the site where the wetlands and waterways are located and not towards the interior of the site that was previously farmed and no natural features exist. Six, this application does not adequately satisfy Section 99-9C4, which requires a consideration of the preservation of open space and scenic views. The design of the subdivision includes 14.75 acres of open space that is mainly oriented to the center of the site. The design does not preserve scenic views, particularly where the primary scenic view is the man-made lagoon and its view of the Broadkill River beyond it, all of which is located within a single lot, Lot 15, that is not accessible to the other lots within the development. Seven, this application does not adequately satisfy Section 99-9C5, which requires a consideration of the minimization of tree vegetation and soil removal and grade changes. As already stated, all 38 acres of the existing forest is located within the individual lots. Although the applicant has stated that the forested areas will be preserved, the site plan that was submitted states that the tree line is shown for estimated lot clearing. Actual lot clearing varies. I'm not satisfied that tree clearing will be minimized on these lots once homes are designed and built with rear yards, wells, and septic systems. Number eight, I'm not satisfied that the applicant has adequately addressed the provision for sewage disposal as required by Section 99-9C8. The applicant is proposing 25 individual septic systems. I am not satisfied that the soils are adequate based upon the information contained in the record, which includes a 15-year-old soil study from 2006 that reviewed a completely different site plan from two cul-de-sacs and a different lot layout. In December of 2015, which is now almost 6 years ago, DENREC indicated that four of the lots in that old subdivision design were marginal on the on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems, and that one of the former lots was not feasible for an on-site system at all. The developer has redesigned the subdivision to address the lot with the bad soils, but DENREC has not reviewed the current plan to confirm that each of the lots will have adequate soil for on-site septic systems. 9, this application does not adequately satisfy Section 99-9C11, which requires the consideration of safe vehicular movement within the site and to adjacent ways, and Section 99-9C15, which requires the consideration of the effect on area roadways. The site is located along Round Pole Bridge Road, which is an unlined tar and chip roadway with no shoulder and failing pavement edges. DelDOT has stated that it has no plans for any improvement on this roadway. The proposed entrance to the site is approximately 500 feet from a 90-degree turn in the road, making it difficult to anticipate oncoming traffic. I'm not satisfied that these circumstances provide for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement onto adjacent roadways, and the entrance creates an unsafe effect on already marginal Round Pole Bridge Road. 10, the proposed project does not meet the purpose of the subdivision code. For the reasons stated, it does not protect the health, safety, orderly growth, and welfare of citizens of the county. And 11, for these reasons, I move that we deny preliminary approval of subdivision 2020-8 for Lock Haven.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to deny subdivision 2020-08 Lock Haven for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-21, Lewis Crossing Phase 8.
And Mr. Chairman, the Commission may remember this from the public hearing that was held on July 22nd, and the record was left open for the receipt of the rendering information. That has now been received, and I can announce receipt, and it was included in the Commission's paperless packet for the September 23rd meeting.
Does anybody have any thoughts or questions on that? I gotta say, I was not happy with the photos they gave us, because they showed down the side, which doesn't show what we wanted, which was from the front back to the back of the yards. I will say that because this neighborhood is close to me, I went over there and looked at it, and there are quite a few trees there, and I can see where some people do have coverage, and some people, especially in the fall or the winter, probably don't, because the leaves would drop. But there are trees back there. So I mean, I would just say that's all I want to know.
Okay. Well, I'm all right with it. I mean, they've done what we asked them to do. Maybe it might not have turned out quite the way we hoped. But I appreciate the fact that you personally went over there and looked at it.
All right, well, I don't have a motion, so I'm just going to make a motion to defer. Do that, since we just closed the record on it.
Okay. Got a motion to defer. Is
second.
Second. Okay, we're moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-21 Lewis Crossing Phase 8. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is conditional use number 2262, Matthew Heat.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use number 2262 for Matthew Heaty for 4 multifamily dwellings in an AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. 1, this application seeks the approval of 4 multifamily structures on approximately 1.25 acres. 2, the multifamily dwelling can be approved with a density of 4 units per acre as a conditional use in the AR1 district, subject to a bonus density payment for each unit above 2 units per acre to preserve open space elsewhere. There will be a bonus density payment required for the 2 additional units of density on this site. 3, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of development is appropriate in this area according to the plan, which states that a range of housing types are acceptable here. 4, the proposed development will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. In fact, there are letters in support of the application from many of the nearby neighbors. 5, the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. 6, the development will be served by central water. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall be 4. B, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DLDOT requirements. C, there will be a 75-foot buffer along the road frontage that complies with the requirement of Section 115-22 of the Zoning Code for multifamily dwellings in the AR district. D, the applicant shall submit as part of the final site plan a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas. E, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. F, the project shall be served by Central Water to provide drinking water and fire protection. G, construction and site work on the property, including deliveries of materials to or from the property, shall only occur between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. There shall be no construction activities on the site on Sundays and Saturdays. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. H, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. I, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. J, all street lights shall be downward screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. K, the applicant must pay the bonus density fee required by Chapter 62, Section 62-7 of the Code of Sussex County for the two additional units in excess of 2 units per acre. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We move seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2262, Matthew Heady, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, on to other business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2004-38. Weatherby subdivision. You want to address that?
I believe Ms. DeBoer is going to read
yes.
A summary.
This is a determination as to the substantially underway status. On August the 2nd, 2021, the Planning and Zoning Department received a revised subdivision plan for the Weatherby subdivision. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of Thursday, August 11th, 2005. Following this, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved 3-time extension requests for the subdivision on August 22nd, 2006, July 18th, 2007, and August 20th, 2008, I apologize. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of Thursday, September 16, 2009, under the condition that a notice to proceed would not be issued for the project until the specified regional wastewater facility was substantially under construction or another treatment and disposal facility was approved by DENREC to service the project. The final record plan was recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds on March 1st of 2010. A letter was received from the property owner requesting a 6-month time extension for the subdivision, which was filed on December 30th, 2015. The letter stated that the Wannondale facility, which was necessary to service the proposed development, would not be constructed. A 6-month time extension request was subsequently approved by the Sussex County Council on January 26, 2016, to extend the date by which the development must be substantially underway to July 1, 2016. On July 5, 2016, a letter was issued to the applicant from the Planning and Zoning Director confirming that conditions on site, which included rough grading of the main road and entrance, were determined to be substantially underway. This determination was made under the condition that work shall continue on the project in order to maintain this status. Following the receipt of third-party concerns that the subdivision may have lapsed Aerial drone inspections were carried out on September 20th of 2018 and November 10th of 2020, photos of which have been date stamped and included in the commission's packet this evening. Staff have provided two separate lists detailing the chronology of the application, one of which was prepared by staff and the other which was prepared by the applicant to fill in any gaps within the previously documented information. Staff are requesting that the commission make a determination as to whether the project is still deemed to be substantially underway.
And I would just add, for the commission's benefit, we've had some subsequent conversations with county engineering. So there was one item that Ms. DeVore didn't mention. Back in 2016, one of the requirements for that substantial construction determination that was that the project be bonded, which in fact it was. So there was a bond in place guaranteeing that the work would be completed. Since then, in talking with the county engineering department, Mr. Medlars couldn't be here because of other commitments, but since then, that bond remained in place. There was a change to the DelDOT entrance, which required a redesign. Well, let me say that backing up. Prior to that, there were construction plans that were approved by county engineering, which led to it being bonded based on those construction plans. Next thing is that the DelDOT entrance changed, which required a redesign. And then this past summer, county engineering reviewed the redesigned construction plans and actually signed off on them on July 24th. So it just strikes me that somewhat the question's moot because we have the county engineering department operating with the project being valid as of midsummer.
Right, so they signed off in July of 2021?
2021, yeah. So the plans were submitted early June, I think. They were actually approved by county engineering on June 21st of 2021, and then the final construction plans were signed off by Mr. Medlars on July 24th, 2021. So, I mean, the county really looks at them as being valid at this stage.
I think it's a moot point. The county has provided actions have yeah. answered the question, so I don't think we have anything to consider.
Well, I think you should, since it's on here
make
for determination.
I know we need a motion that says that. What should that motion sound like?
I think it's just, be it moved that Weatherby Subdivision 2004-38 remains valid. The final site plan remains valid.
Mr. Hopkins, is that your motion?
That's my motion.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we deem what was the motion?
The subdivision remains valid under the subdivision code.
Okay. Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Does that mean anything else?
No, well, they will have to be put back on the agenda for a revised final site plan to match that construction plan that was approved upstairs.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. You're going to have a final site plan approval again.
Yep.
Right.
And that hasn't been reviewed yet by our office, but it will be.
Okay.
We should better bring it back in 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, can we get that on in the 28th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
All right, moving right along. Our next item is site plan number 21-20, conditional use number 2206, Evans Farm.
You went straight to the back page.
People that are saving paper, I'm telling you. Yeah, okay. Did my best to advance.
Get through it.
Okay. How about subdivision 2005-49, the Woodlands subdivision request for revised landscape plan and or conditions of approval?
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for the Woodlands 2005-49 subdivision, which is a cluster subdivision comprised of 88 single-family lots within an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of Thursday, November 12, 2009. The applicant is requesting relief from the 30-foot agricultural buffer requirement at specific locations within the development. The applicant is requesting for the existing mature trees to remain in these specific areas to serve the purpose of the agricultural buffer. The plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 19, Parcels 30 and 30.01. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
Thank you. So I also went out to check this out, and there are some really nice trees there. So I agree with what they're proposing here, but there were 9 lots, and 8 of the 9 agreed to not having the new trees planted, but the 1 did not. So I think it would be fair for, I'd like to suggest that we would accept the 8 that don't have to be, because the owners complied with it, agreed to it, but the 1, I think they still need to, because there are a couple bare spots out there. Most of it's good growth, but...
So this is, and it's still agricultural around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I mean, because we put the buffer in not just for this development, but for the next development mm-hmm. to come, which is one of the problems that Lewis Crossing had, is that the development next to it didn't put in a tree buffer. So,
yeah.
So you think it would be okay for a future development if that were to come?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. So it's my big question.
So my motion would be then to allow.
Do we know which lot it is that...
That's what I was trying to look at the paperwork. So it's Cheryl Kinsler, 33322 Curran Court. This is the only one that does not have a signature next to it. So I would assume that that would be the one. Mm-hmm. So that property, I would propose that the trees should still be planted, but the rest of them we would not require.
So the motion would be something as simple as moving that the relief requested from the 30-foot agricultural buffer requirements be granted with the exception of the lot at that address. If you could just say that address.
33322 Curran Court.
Okay. I think that's as simple as it has to be.
That's my motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to grant the request for revised landscape plan and or conditions of approval for subdivision 2005-49, the Woodland subdivision, with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is subdivision 2017-11, Stonewater Creek Phase 7, revised final subdivision plan.
This is a revised final subdivision plan for Stonewater Creek Phase 7, a cluster subdivision consisting of 96 single-family lots located on the east side of Indian Mission Road, that's Route 5, and with access to existing Stonewater Creek subdivision. At their meeting of Thursday, November 29th, 2018, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final subdivision plan for the development. Changes to the plan include the removal of 4 lots, specifically lot numbers 587, 588, 589, and lot 590 from the previously approved plan. The dedication of additional lands to Artesian for maintenance purposes and access to their facilities, and an increase in the setbacks from the previous lots to the wastewater treatment plant. The plans have received approval from the Sussex Conservation District, Sussex County Engineering Department, and the State Fire Marshal's Office. The revised final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 16, Parcels 19, 19.04, 19.09, 208 through 277, and 1,702 through 1,731. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all updated agency approvals.
Any questions or concerns on this one? If not, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve the final revised site subdivision plan for 2017-11 Stonewater Creek Phase 7.
A second.
The move and seconded to approve the revised final subdivision plan for subdivision 2017-11, Stonewater Creek Phase 7. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2019-16, Estates at Milton Crossing Subdivision, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a standard subdivision to consist of 87 single-family lots located on the south side of Delaware Route 1 Coastal Highway with access off of the north side of Reynolds Road. That's SCR 233. At their meeting of Thursday, December 12, 2019, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan for the development. Staff note that there is an 8-foot berm that is proposed to be located within the width of the 30-foot landscape buffer, which was required under Condition D of the conditions of approval. The berm has been required by DLDOT for purposes of noise mitigation off of Route 1. Staff flagged this up as a potential non-compliance in their staff review comments. This proposal remains subject to commission review and otherwise complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 235, Map 8, Parcels 26, 26.03, and 31, and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
On this one, it looks like the only spot that's messed up is above lot number 50, correct?
Correct.
So I mean, the reason that we asked for a 30-foot vegetated buffer was for noise and because they're so close to the highway and we're trying to make life a little bit easier for some people in the world to live. So it's...
There we go.
There you go. Right there. So that one right there on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they should put a 30-foot buffer there. They just have to put it... I mean, can they do it on the berm? Can they do it in front of the berm? Building people?
Why can't they put it on top of the berm?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I can assist, so with Windmill Woods site plan that came through the commission some months ago, we did discover some difficulties in the field with putting landscaping on top of berms at the same time. It's not impossible, it just has to be handled very, very carefully. So it is possible.
I would use Bear Trap as a beautiful example of that, those berms the way they are, and it's so private when you ride past there, you don't even realize what's on the other side, all the homes there. So there, it can definitely can be done, and it really turns out to be a nice finished product.
I gotta say that, yeah, I think. I mean, I didn't make that condition for no reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna make a motion that they find a way to put the 30-foot landscape buffer there, and then bring it back to staff for the final to staff at the end. Is that? Can that work that way?
You don't
need
yep.
to come back to us as long as you can make sure it gets worked out?
Yep.
Second.
Okay.
Okay.
Was that not succinct enough for you?
It's a motion to approve with the revised landscaping plan showing that the buffer plantings and the berm work within that 30-foot with that revised plan subject to staff review and approval.
That is my motion. I thought that's what I said.
Is that your second? Okay.
Chairman, Mr. Davidson is waving his hand.
All right. What?
Mark Davidson with Panoni. I just want to. We do have 30 feet. The 30-foot buffer is there, as per the condition that was made. As part of the approval. So the berm and the landscaping and the sound barrier that DLDOT has required, we incorporated all that. So the condition's actually a 30-foot buffer, 20 feet of it, which has to be landscaped per the landscaping requirements. That's all been incorporated to meet all the requirements of your approval, your conditions, and DLDOT's requirements for a sound barrier. So the 30-foot buffer is actually there.
I think that's what we kind of just said, right? Yeah.
Well, I think what he's saying is what we're asking him to do, they've already done, is what
right.
he's saying.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
My question is...
Well, because it says no landscaping can occur within the permanent easement. So you have up there that there is no landscaping.
So if you look at the landscaping plan itself, it's all been incorporated and everything meets everybody's requirements.
We're going to look at it right now.
So you'll notice the 15-foot easement there, and then you'll see the 20-foot landscape buffering outside of that, and also incorporating in with the...
So you've got 20 feet of landscaping.
Yes.
And then 10 feet of berm, is that what you're saying? Because it was a 30-foot buffer that you're supposed to put in there.
That's correct. There is a 30-foot buffer there. The 15 feet of it that's out front there that we have the note that says no landscaping, it's not shown there.
Here's the right-of-way line, 15 feet, no landscaping, and then we show, this is the 30 feet right here, in here, and then the mitigation of that berm, that's part of the noise mitigation that's required along Route 1 for all residential subdivisions from now on, that's also incorporated.
So we tried to, we just didn't want to do an 8-foot sound wall. Because this is the quarter highway overlay zone, the visual barrier. The requirement was for us to do an 8-foot sound wall. We incorporated that and got that approved through VLDOT to be able to do some kind of a berm along with all the landscaping that's required. So we made that visual barrier a lot better.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I just want to approve it, I guess.
I guess we'll just approve it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm changing my motion. To approve the final subdivision plan for 2019-16 Estates at Milton Crossing Subdivision.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2019-16 Estates at Milton Crossing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is subdivision 2018-24 Sycamore Chase Amenities Revised Amenities Plan.
This is a preliminary amenity site plan for Sycamore Chase 2018-24 for a proposed 1,527 square foot clubhouse, pool equipment room, fire pit, grill area, and fenced pool. Included in the site plan are 17 spark parking spaces, sidewalks, and other site improvements. The preliminary amenity site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcel District 134, map 18.00, parcel 55.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have anything on this one? Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2018-24 Sycamore Chase Amenities, I make a motion that we approve the revised amenity site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised amenity site plan for subdivision 2018-24 Sycamore Chase Amenities. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is change of zone number 1759 Osprey Point MRRTC revised amenity site plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for Osprey Point for a proposed 3,445 square foot clubhouse, including restrooms, meeting rooms, and a restaurant. 2,000 square foot pool, a tiki bar, multi-purpose courts, dog park, storage building, play area, and other improvements. Included in the site plan are 30 parking spaces, sidewalks, and future expansion areas. The preliminary amenity site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcel District 334, map 18.00, parcel 83.21. The zoning is MRRPC, medium residential, and a residential planned community in this zoning district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the plan can be considered as final.
Any questions or concerns?
I do have a question. It says there's a tiki bar, but on the plan I don't see a tiki bar, and I just wanted to know what that... I don't want it to become another loud place that nobody saw coming. And suddenly there's a bunch of people hanging outside the tiki bar where they've got live music and, you know, people are coming from all over the county. And nobody expected that. So, just because that's happened. And are 30 spaces enough for a restaurant? So it just got me all messed up.
Tiki bar's right there by the fire pit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is.
Okay, so it's just like a gazebo?
Yeah.
Then? Okay. Okay, I missed it. I was looking at it and couldn't see it, so I just wanted to be sure we weren't setting up for another.
Good.
Okay, then I'm
everything good?
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised preliminary amenities plan for change of zone 1759 Osprey Point MRRPC amenities.
A second.
Moving second to approve the revised amenities plan for change of zone number 1759 Osprey Point MRRPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC Parcel P final site plan.
This is a final site plan for Americana Bayside Parcel P for the development of three commercialized buildings totaling 6,230 square feet on a 2.33-acre parcel, more or less, with access off an existing 30-foot ingress-egress access easement and located on the northwest side of Title Road, Sussex County Road 381A. At their meeting of Thursday, April 16, 2020, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan for the proposal. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 533, map 19.00, parcel 17.01. The zoning district is MRRPC, Medium Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I will abstain on this.
Okay. Any questions? Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final site plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC Parcel P.
Second.
We move and seconded to approve the Americana Bayside MRRPC Parcel P final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Del Dodd Georgetown Administrative Building final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the expansion of the Delaware Department of Transportation Administrative Building in Georgetown. This plan proposes a 6,651 square foot addition to the existing 14,300 square foot building. Additionally, 48 new parking spaces and crosswalks are proposed to accommodate the increase in square footage of the building. Various landscaping and other site improvements are included, as well as drainage upgrades that will be required to meet stormwater management standards and regulations. The revised final site plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 27, 2021. The property is located on the northeast corner of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, and South Bedford Street. That's Sussex County Road 431 in Georgetown. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 23, Parcel 13, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, in regard to Del Dot Georgetown Administrative Building, I move for approval of the final site plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for Del Dot Georgetown Administrative Building. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. Thank you. Our next item is the Big Oyster Brewery revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the establishment of a 3,000-square-foot storage building, 1,624-square-foot enclosed outdoor patio, loading area, and parking. The property is located on the southeast side of Kings Highway, Route 9. The final site plan was last approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, February 11, 2016. The applicant is requesting to allow four parking spaces to be located within the front yard setback. Otherwise, this plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 39. Zoning is C1 General Commercial and C3 General Commercial Zoning Districts, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, just to update you, we did request colleagues in DelDOT to join us during the meeting to, in case there were any updates required on the Kings Highway CTP projects. DelDOT were unable to actually participate in the meeting, but they did provide me an update to confirm that the CTP project is being designed, and Mr. Behrens at DelDOT has provided a short update that I can read if necessary into the record.
Okay.
But in short, the update was to confirm that the CTP projects for Kings Highway would involve potential acquisition of the front of the property in the future, but it's unlikely to be so extensive as to be all the way up to the existing building's frontage. And I think the question is in relation to this one space here within is partially forward of that building, but I have received an update, and the general summary of their response is that this site plan would not significantly impede the plans that DelDOT has for this Kings Highway CTP, albeit that final design is not yet currently available. So.
Even the, with all the byway, scenic byway plans on Kings Highway, so that would include, that's what he's talking about?
The comment that was made to me was specifically in relation to the one space that is marginally forward of the existing building. Obviously, in terms of this is a byway, and the Byways Committee have identified this as an area for future landscaping. So in my mind, the landscaping issue was separate to the parking, and DelDOT were commenting on the parking request in the front yard setback.
Okay, so if I said, though, that we'd allow three parking spaces in the front, not four, in the front yard setback, then so that first, that other one at the end would not be there in case the landscaping and everything had to go there, we'd be okay?
Correct. So if there was three and those two were removed, then there's even more confidence that this would not interfere with any CTP projects coming forward.
Okay. So that was one thing that I wanted to know. The second thing was, is that there is no sign of interconnectivity to the Mitchell project for the future anywhere on there.
And I think there is.
There's a cross access easement.
But
I mean, because they're talking about interconnecting stormwater management and lots of things with Mitchell. So, I mean, that's in the future plan.
So there will be a road connection there?
I don't know that there will be a road connection.
Because that was the one thing that when they originally came in, I said, you know, when I see this, I expect to see a place where someday.
I think they're actually looking to expand a little bit further. I think there's been an application that's
well, they bought that extra acre in the back. This is that acre.
Yeah, but they've acquired some additional acreage they're looking to further expand into the back. But I think there'll be even more parking and interconnectivity. But it doesn't show on the plan, I admit.
It's not there. So, I mean, I need to see a spot where there's going to be a road connecting from, you know, I mean, as far as the Mitchell project, we don't know exactly what's going to go there, but originally it was businesses and homes. So to make people not have to get out on the Kings Highway to go to Big Oyster for lunch is important to me.
So what we could do as staff is, if the commission were to take no action on this plan today, we could reach back out to the applicant to one, discuss with them the potential modification of their parking in the front yard setback request, to discuss potential landscaping, and to discuss the potential for interconnectivity, and then bring it back to a future commission meeting, which we could potentially do as quickly as 2 weeks from tomorrow. So.
Can I, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but at the top right-hand corner of the site, there is a 50-foot wide cross-access easement that I was understanding is there for future interconnectivity to the Mitchell Farm.
Okay, I was curious about that just because, but they show parking spaces there.
Within it. And it was my understanding that that easement was what is being provided as interconnectivity.
Is there anybody here who knows about this?
All right, so if you want to answer this question about interconnectivity for us, please.
I mean, come on. You know my middle name is interconnectivity.
Right.
I mean,
really. Cliff Mumford with the firm Davis Bowen and Friedel. I'm a civil engineer and associate. There is a plan for the Mitchell Farm, but it's not finalized yet.
Right.
So, and Jeff Hammer, the owner of Big Oyster, has plans to expand in the back, which aren't finalized either. But this gets him what he needs right now to build his restaurant expansion. But we have a plan that revises this parking lot and connects into the Mitchell Farm development. And DelDOT knows about that connection, and there's a intersection where the BB Medical Center has their entrance. And that entrance aligns with Mitchell Farm's entrance. And there's a plan to possibly have that signalized. So Mr. Hammer will be contributing to the signal, the potential signal that could go in at that location. So there's a lot of moving parts to it.
I'm lost about where a signal would be.
Do you know where the BB Medical Center entrance is? It's
the BB entrance or the one where there's the orthopedic office right now?
No, no. See on the bottom right of this where Shell's building, the BB assisted.
Oh, the Dutchman's Acres?
Oh.
Dutchman's the other side of it.
They're going to put another light there? Great.
That's
wow. But they're really like riding their bikes, people, because you ain't going down King's Highway. So, okay.
Yeah. So that entrance will be roughly where the old Zwanendale farmhouse is, Bob Mitchell's farmhouse. And it'll line up next to Lane Builders. And it'll come back behind Jeff's property. And he's been in talks with the potential developers of Mitchell Farm to have a connection at that location.
Okay.
That just can't all be encompassed on this here, besides showing the cross-access easement.
Okay. Can you tell me that the cross-access easement is the place where a road would be to connect things if that were the case? Because sometimes good intentions don't come true. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the exact location could change depending on what happens in the back with the additional property that he's looking at obtaining, but he's under contract but doesn't have it yet. So I can't say that it'll exactly line up, but if it stays like this, he's left an area in the back 25 foot wide to run a connector road out to the potential Mitchell Farm development.
Let me ask you another question. Is it the applicant's intention to provide vehicular interconnectivity between this site and the Mitchell site?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we're looking for.
Yes, he wants to be able to provide those people easy access to his business if that ever becomes a development.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We have that on record now, correct? All right, then I will make a motion to, we still, I still don't want the parking spaces in the front, the two parking spaces in the front. So to approve the revised site plan minus the two front setback parking spaces.
And subject to that being changed, you're happy for staff to stamp it and approve it? So,
done.
Yep, okay.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for Big Oyster Brewery with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is Eagle Crest Retail final site plan.
This is a final site plan for an existing one-story structure to be converted into retail space. The addition of parking spaces, a loading area, and other site improvements. The property is located on the northwest corner of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Eagles Crest Road, Sussex County Road 264. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 22, Parcel 440, The zoning is C1 General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody got any questions? Mm-mm. Make a motion to approve the final site plan for Eagle Crest Retail.
Second. The moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for Eagle Crest Retail. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Holly Lake Campground Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for Holly Lake Campgrounds for the use of a new 5,978-square-foot camp store, the addition of 5 more parking spaces, and other site improvements. The applicant is requesting a parking waiver for the required 11 more parking spaces. The property is located at the corner of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Holly Lake Road, Sussex County Road 301. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 20. The zoning for this parcel is C1, General Commercial, as well as AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning Districts. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Just real quick, I got a note from our IT folks. If everybody could pull their mics closer, because it's a hard time.
I actually have no problem with the reduction in parking on this because most people are going to be walking to this store from the campground. Anybody? Okay.
Go with it.
So I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Holly Lake Campground.
Second.
Or actually, can that be a final?
It's preliminary.
Yes.
Yep. So and preliminary and final.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Holly Lake Campground as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is Hennigan's Run LLC revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised commercial site plan for Hennigan's Run LLC for the site improvements of curbing, ADA pedestrian access to the site, and proposed decks and or ramps. The site has 2 egress access points, one being on the southeast side of Atlantic Avenue, while the other access point is located on the northwest side of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26. The revised commercial site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 294. And the zoning is C1, General Commercial Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan for Hennigan's Run LLC.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Hennigan's Run LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Thermo Warehouse Expansion revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised commercial site plan for a Thermo warehouse for a proposed 18,500 square foot building, as well as an addition to parking spaces for a total of 36 spots. The site is located on Cedar Creek Avenue within the Sussex County Airport. The revised commercial site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 294, zoning Light Industrial 2, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding thermal warehouse expansion, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Thermo Warehouse Expansion with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is site plan 20-34 and conditional use number 2217, Lands of Israel Bravo preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to allow for storage of utility construction equipment and vehicles at 20871 San Filippo Road, Sussex County Road 533. Conditional use number 2217 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, August 11, 2020. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 331, MAP 2, parcel 44.07. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for site plan 20-34 and conditional use 2217 Lands of Israel Bravo.
A second.
We move and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 21-03 Sussex Solar Park. I'm sorry. I keep wanting to get ahead. Site plan 20-34 and conditional use number 2217, Lands of Israel Bravo. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, now, site plan 22-03, Sussex Polar Park, formerly known as Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC, conditional use number 2114, preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a solar array farm and other site improvements. The property is located on the southwest corner of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113 and Pebblestone Lane. Conditional use number 2114 was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 20, 2018. The plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 133, MAP 6, Parcel 123. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding S2103, Sussex Solar Park, formerly known as Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC, CU 2114, I move for preliminary approval final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We move second to approve the preliminary site plan for Sussex Solar Park, formerly known as Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC, conditional use number 2114, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 21-26, Bayside Mini Storage, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a two-story, 18,792-square-foot storage building, a three-story, 97,378-square-foot storage building, a one-story, 1,301-square-foot storage building, and other site improvements. The property is located on the north side of Zion Church Road, Route 20. The plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcels are District 533, MAP 11, parcels 78.01 and 78.03. The zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to S21-26, Bayside Mini Storage, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for site plan 21-26 Bayside Mini Storage. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Here, next item is site plan 21-20, conditional use number 2206, Evans Farm, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of 17 two-story apartment buildings, 17 tenant garages with 15 spaces each, a one-story 2,400-square-foot maintenance building, amenity areas, and other site improvements. The property is located on the northwest corner of Sussex County Road 350 and Old Mill Drive. Say that 10 times fast. And the southeast side of Railway Road and Old Mill Drive. In the southeast side of Railway Road, conditional use number 2206 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 15, 2021. The plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 134, MAP 12, Parcel 74. Zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I have a question on this one.
Zoning's wrong. It's GR.
In our motion and the motion that was approved by council, we state that the any maintenance buildings need to be screened from property, nearby property. And the 2,400 square foot proposed maintenance building, I'm wondering if that couldn't be flipped on the other side where the active recreational tennis court is shown, to get it on the interior of the development. Am I being nitpicky?
So it just needs to be moved so it's not outside, is what you're saying, because that was one of our conditions.
Yes.
So where they move it is, just as long as it's not outside in of the buildings, then.
Yes.
Right.
It's up to them where they want to put it, but
and
not
also,
be on the outside of the buildings.
Between now and final, they still need to come forward with a landscape plan. So as part of our ongoing discussions,
okay,
the main revision that we were bringing this back to the Commission for was that the plan has now been revised to add the conditions of approval and to also show those areas around the site perimeter in relation to lighting. So there is still further discussion to be undertaken between now and final.
Okay.
And we need agency approvals too. So.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, so should I, then I should make the motion to approve preliminary with the to move the maintenance building, or
with the relocation of
the relocation
building.
Okay, you're throwing me off there with the we're already talking thing. Okay, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan with the maintenance building being moved out of the exterior.
I would say what it sounds like you all were saying was, with the proposed one-story maintenance building being relocated to the interior of Midge's Circle.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
A second.
We're moved and seconded to approve the revised, the preliminary site plan, site plan 21-20, conditional use number 2206, Evans Farm, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan 21-21, Hopkins Henlopen Homestead, final site plan.
Oh, this is a final site plan for the establishment of an events venue within an existing barn, parking, and other site improvements. The property is located on the south side of Fisher Road, Sussex County Road 262. Conditional use number 2280 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. The plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels District 334, Map 10, Parcel 69.01. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
So it is the final site plan? Sure. Okay. Make a motion to approve the final site plan for Hopkins, Henlopen Homestead.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for site plan number 21-21, Hopkins Henlopen Homestead. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 21-24, Fisher's Popcorn, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a 9,700-square-foot production building, parking, and other site improvements. The property is located on the north side of Zion Church Road, Route 20. The plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, the tax parcels District 533, Map 11, Parcel 78.04. Zoning is B3, Business Research Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to S21-24 Fisher's Popcorn, make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan 21-24, Fisher's Popcorn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is site plan 21-25, Cambria Hotel, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary commercial site plan for the Cambria Hotel and Restaurant, S-21-25, for a proposed 114-room hotel and pool. A 2,350-square-foot restaurant, 225 parking spaces, and other site improvements to be located on the corner of Hood Road and Lexus Lane. This project is also located within the TID proximity. The preliminary commercial site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 127.11. The zoning is CR1 Commercial Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
This one, wasn't there I thought some of the parking was in the front setback. No?
I do believe it is.
Yes, and they did And the applicant also did put a relief from parking in the front setback letter.
Okay. And I just had a question on that one because when I was reading it, it looked like the parking was in the setback because they'd given so much land to Del Dot to be able to expand the road that the front of the property was actually pushed back. Is that correct? That's what I was trying to figure out, because I'm...
To achieve the building and the parking and to get all the spaces in and achieve that fire lane, then you can see that it all is neatly following the right-way line. So it's... I didn't see a letter explaining it. I can note the future interconnectivity is shown there, so it's...
Yeah, did see that. Yes, I saw that. But, yeah, that's what... It was just... It looked like it was a case of, though, that they're like, well, we gave land to Del Dot, so we're... Actually, if we didn't do that, then we wouldn't be in the front setback.
Correct.
That's correct.
So 46 spaces are located in the front yard setback, and they included their relief. Parking does not encroach any further forward than the adjacent CPAS apartment complex, which has recently been constructed. The spaces do not provide for site distance safety issues. And they explain the existing roads, private internal circulation areas, part of it. Yes, it will become a state road as part of the capital project. This, in turn, has pushed back the required front setback 60 feet further into the parcel than it encumbers the lot further. There is room left for landscaping on the frontage to help provide a screen from the parking area and access way. So, yeah, long-winded answer to your question is yes.
Okay. I just wanted to be make sure that I was reading that correctly then. Okay. No, go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan for site plan 21-25 Canberra Hotel with final site plan approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
Move and second to approve the revised preliminary site plan, site plan 21-25 Canberra Hotel with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, thank you. Our next item is Lands of Pamela Savage, Jeannie Connor, and Stephen Paul. Minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands off a 20-foot wide access easement to be located off Blue Herons Drive, an existing private road in Seaford. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcels District 531, Map 15, Parcel 89. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Any comments? No. Mr. Chairman, regards to lands of Pamela Savage, Jeannie Connor, and Steve Tall, I move for approval. Sorry, did you say you're waiting?
We are, yes.
I move for approval of the minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement for land Pamela Savage, Jeannie Counter, and Stephen Tall with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jason R. and Kristen L. Johnson, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands off a 50-foot wide access easement to be located off Neptune Road, Sussex County Road 251. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcels District 235, Map 24, Parcel 37. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for the lands of Jason R. and Christina L. Johnson, with staff to make the final approvals upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Jason R. and Christina L. Johnson, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Robert E. Rubinsky,
minor subdivision off a 24-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands off a 24-foot wide access easement to be located off Whitetail Lane, an existing private road in Millsboro. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcels, District 234, Map 18, Parcel 51.21. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of a minor subdivision off a 24-foot easement for lands of Robert E. Rabinski with final approval by staff after receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 24-foot easement for lands of Robert E. Rabinski with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Arthur and Jennifer Miller, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual lands off a 50-foot wide access easement to be located off Shawnee Road, Sussex County Road 36. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcels, District 130, Map 6, Parcel 7.01. Zoning is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding lands of Arthur and Jennifer Miller, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Arthur and Jennifer Miller with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Kathy M. Willie, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot off a 50-foot wide access easement to be located off Harbison Road, Route 5. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcels, District 235, Map 20, Parcel 64. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Kathy M. Willie, with the staff to make the final upon receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Kathy M. Willie, with the staff to make to grant final approval subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is lands of Kowalski, Merritt, and Van Zandt, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot off a 50-foot wide access easement to be located off Horsey Church Road, Sussex County Road 510. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcels, District 532, Map 12, Parcel 36. Zoning's AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So this could be a final?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Kowalski, Merritt, and Van Zandt, I make a motion to approve the final plan, approve this as final?
Yeah.
Okay. For minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement as a final for lands of Kowalski, Merritt, and Van Zandt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Let the record show that the motion carried 4-0 with the chairman abstaining. Our next item is lands of Elrita and L. Annette, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot off of a 50-foot wide access easement to be located off of Shawnee Road, that's Sussex County Route 36. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 130, Map 7, Parcel 11.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Elrita L. Annette, I move for approval of the minor subdivision of 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for lands of Elrita L. Annette with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Robert C. Moore, the second minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot off of a 25-foot wide access easement to be located off of Robin Hood Road, and that's Sussex County Road 453. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 7, and Parcel 9. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Robert C. Moore II, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement with final by staff.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for lands of Robert C. Moore II with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Robert M. Warren, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands off of a 50-foot wide access easement to be located off of State Forest Road, that's Sussex County Road 579. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 7, Parcel 1. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Robert M. Warren, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval of my staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Robert M. Warren with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Harry Dale Parsons and Old Keene, trustee, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands off of a proposed 50-foot wide access easement to be located off of Steiner Road, that's Sussex County Route 320. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 16, and Parcel 23. The zoning is HI1, Heavy Industrial Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Harry Dale Parsons and Old Keene Trustee, I move for final approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
Second.
Move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement as a final for lands of Harry Dale Parsons and Old Keene Trustee. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for today. Do you have any final words of wisdom for us before we adjourn?
Only to say thank you, Mr. Chairman. Having this additional meeting today is invaluable to staff to stay on top of the site plans that are built up. So,
and are we still planning to do this again on November 3rd?
Correct. So if we could pencil that date in for now, and then I think in the next few weeks, staff will have a much clearer picture on just how many. But if we get to the point that there's 20 to 30 site plans pending, then absolutely we'd like to do that. So.
Yeah, I would encourage it.
Yeah, me too. I like this.
I like this to get this November out of the way, 3rd. And then we can focus on public hearings on Thursday nights.
Okay. Yep.
Just a reminder, I won't be here the 28th.
Okay. Noted. So everybody needs to be all hands on deck if at all possible. So
November the 28th. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm out on November the 4th.
And on one of those two meetings, Mr. Chairman, we will have the draft list of next year's meetings. We've now formulated the list. That will be circulated for action by the Commission at one of your upcoming meetings. So.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
I know that we've been told that we have access to property when something is in front of us to be able to go look at it. Is that included in the paperwork with the people that own the property, that they know that we might be walking out on their, or driving out on their land, or?
I need to check the last page of the application form. We can have one of the files. There's a note in the application form that you accept that we'll post a notice.
And okay.
There is a box that you check when you fill in your application
okay.
form. But
I just want to make sure.
Check exact wordings.
Keep your county ID with you. And way back in the day, they used to give us a license plate. I don't know if anybody else has one. I had a license plate that said Sussex County Commissioner that you can put on the front of your car if you want to.
Some of these properties you might be better off letting
yeah.
go.
Well, I'll tell you why I know this, okay? We had a meeting similar to this one out of, during the day once. And, you're always used to just parking wherever when you get here. Back then it was 7 o'clock, just because of what they ain't going on. So I parked in the recorder of deeds area where there's designated.
No.
The meeting got over, my car was gone.
Dude.
David Baker was county administrator at the time. He was still here. I went and said, David, I've got a problem. I said, what? Towed my car. He went, oh, no. He really freaked out. It was more than he needed to, because it was kind of funny. But they gave us these tags that you could just, like right now, it's on the dash of my car because I'm parking.
I saw you put something on your dash.
I'm parking one of the councilman's spaces there, and so I just want whoever know before they give me a ticket or they tell me. So maybe we need to get you a tag. I'm sure you put that on the front of your car.
No. That might cause more. Probably attacked.
Yeah.
Car be keyed or something.
Yeah. True. I'm sure mine would. Okay. Anyone else have anything to do in the order?
See you tomorrow.
If not, stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing, and we'll all come back tomorrow.
More fun.